Hare Krishna, you all may be aware, His Grace Akshaya Leela Prabhu's mother, she is admitted in hospital and currently she is under ventilator. The last 1 week she has been struggling with life. All devotees, please kindly pray for her. You might have seen her. She comes almost 1 to 2 hours every day for service in the kitchen. And she comes in the afternoon, you might have seen her during lunchtime. So very dedicated devotee. Currently, she is admitted for over a week actually in the hospital. The human form of life is extremely rare and it is also short-lived but most valuable. Although it is temporary, like any other body, like animal body or tree's body or any other body, still the human bodily form is considered very valuable because it is in this human form, as we said yesterday, we can cultivate the creeper of devotional service. So when the bhakti creeper grows, it actually can only grow from the seed given by Guru, which is the plans, the procedures, the ideas and directions, guidelines. With all these things, in the path of bhakti we can grow very nicely. For example, Srila Prabhupada has given us an institution. He has given us a morning program. He has given us a program of doing Guru Vandana and Narasimha Arati and Tulasi Arati and chanting Japa for 16 rounds, Shringar Darshan and Srimad Bhagavatam class. He has given us his books. He has given us the Vaishnava Sadachar. Both the external attire of a Vaishnava and internal consciousness of a devotee. So all these plans, procedures are called as the seed, which when it is given to us by the spiritual master, we adopt it in our life. Then that seed actually gradually grows into this devotional creeper. As the devotional creeper grows, as we said yesterday, the fence which is to be put by the sadhaka is the four regulative principles and avoiding offenses to devotees. If these two items are not followed, the creeper is going to be harmed by goats and elephants. So the goats and the other smaller animals which may eat up the plant are actually those activities in which a human being indulges due to not following the four regulative principles. In this way, there are many people who came to Krishna consciousness and left and went away due to breaking the four regulative principles. And the elephant is the hatimata aparad, which is the offenses to the devotees. That is considered to be an elephant which not only eats the plant, which smashes the plant completely. And the plant completely loses its existence practically. Similarly, there are people who committed aparadhas to other devotees by arrogance and ill behavior, envy and revengeful attitude towards devotees, and they leave Krishna consciousness and go away. Probably for many lifetimes, they may not return. So that these two are considered very dangerous. Then after putting the fence, one should also give sunlight. The sunlight is actually the warmth. The warmth is needed, which means attention of a superior, guidance of a superior is required. But sometimes too much attention of a superior can scorch the plant also. If somebody becomes very possessive and somebody is very much micromanaging, then the subordinate is choked without any space. Therefore, Tulasi Maharani also, in the top, we keep her sometime in the sunlight, sometime in the shade. So one requires warmth. Without the sunlight, there is no photosynthesis. There is no growth of the plant. So attention, if one has no attention, one becomes completely independent, good for nothing, asar. But when there is proper attention, then one becomes saragrahi, Vaishnava. One develops, one grows nicely. Similarly, not only sunlight is to be present, there is also water very much required. Every day there has to be a water provision, which is the Shravanam and Kirtanam, the chanting of the holy name. The four Kumaras, in their prayer to Lord Vishnu, they are saying that, my dear Lord, may our words glorify you exactly as Tulasi is mixed with the paste of Chandan and offered at your lotus feet. So it has a very deep meaning, Prabhupada explains. Tulasi can be found in two places, either in the mouth of an Ayurvedic patient or in the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Of course, Tulasi has medicinal value. In the same manner, sometimes our words may write poetry, mundane poetry or some mundane selfless service, social service and all that. There are people who write articles or write poems and glorification of somebody. But that glorification is like the Tulasi used for medicinal purpose. But when Tulasi is kept in the lotus feet of Krishna, she becomes most glorious. Just like somebody may use the company car to use it for sinful purposes, going to a liquor shop, or somebody may use it, the same car for good purposes, but ultimately one should use it for company's purposes. There are three purposes. Similarly, using Tulasi for a spiritual purpose, putting it in Krishna's lotus feet. In the same manner, our words should be used to glorify the Lord. Like we are chanting Hare Krishna in the morning. That is actually offering Tulasi at the lotus feet of Krishna. So, the glorification of watering the plant creeper, it grows the creeper, nourishes the creeper. And not watering dries the creeper. There are many people who don't read Prabhupada books regularly, who don't chant in the morning hours, and somehow or other finish the chanting late night. So eventually they lose taste for the practice of devotional service. So if one wants to develop a high taste, then one has to give top priority. Actually, for any human being, the prime time is the early morning hours. If somebody can give the prime time to Krishna service, then they are cleansing the heart. You can see even an ocean in the morning is throwing out all the dirty slag. But in the daytime, the impurity is mixed with the waters. It doesn't come out. Only the early morning it comes out. You can see near any ocean, you will see. In the early morning hours, by chanting of Hare Krishna, the impurities are driven out of the heart. Little by little by little, every day. So in this way, the devotional creeper has to be fenced, has to be watered, has to be given the warmth of sunlight, and one has to be very patient also. Just like small drops of water make a ocean, similarly you keep a bucket, and if the tap is open, slightly drop by drop water is coming. You can't expect the bucket to be full immediately. But night you keep it and morning you see it will be full. So, in the same manner, devotion service is inch by inch we have to progress, day by day. So, we should be more enthusiastic in performance of the devotional practices than in sticking our neck out of the window for looking for the results. When will I become ecstatic? When will the tears come in the eyes? You know, when will I become advanced devotee? When will people glorify me? So, one should not look for that. One should look for how many rounds more I can chant. How much more I can, improve the quality of my offering to Krishna and devotees. So better focus on how we can serve better than how we can enjoy better. So in this way, we are getting a golden opportunity of the human body. Now you see, Akshaya Prabhu's mother is in the hospital 1 week, struggling for life in a ventilator. So this is the situation of all of us in this world. Padam padam, yat vipadam, natesham. For somebody it is seen like this, practically. For others, we think we are all right. The situation will not be all right always in the material world. Danger must be there because we have put ourselves in a dangerous position. Prabhupada says in Kunti's purport. So we have put ourselves in a dangerous position. Let us not think ourselves very safe and comfortable. Material life is never safe. It's only a matter of time. Danger is there today or tomorrow. We should be willing to face it. But when we are in a safe situation like right now, this is the best time to do the homework. This is a time of calm, there is time of storm. In time of calm, one should do the practice. In time of storm, we can face the war. So, we have to prepare ourselves every day, and this consciousness is very necessary while chanting the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.